S&P Global cut its growth forecasts for some of Asia and number 39's top economies including India, the Philippines and Malaysia on Monday, offsetting upgrades to China and South Africa and much of Latin America. The estimates, which feed into S&P and number 39's closely followed sovereign ratings, saw India and number 39's growth projection chopped to 9.5% from 11% due to its COVID-19 outbreak, the Philippines and number 39, lowered to 6% from 7.9% and Malaysia and number 39's downgraded to 4.1% from 6.2%. In contrast, China and number 39's forecast was nudged up to 8.3% from 8%, Brazil and number 39's was hoisted to 4.7% from 3.4%, Mexico and number 39's to 5.8% from 4.9%, while those of South Africa, Poland and Russia were lifted to 4.2%, 4.5% and 3.7%, respectively, from 3.6%, 3.4% and 3.3%. And what, the top risk facing emerging market economies, E.M.S, is a slower than expected rollout of the vaccines, and what, S&P, P and number 39's economists said in new report, adding that the pandemic would only subside once vaccinations and quat reach a level consistent with herd immunity and quat. In Asia and number 39's emerging economies, vaccines are currently being administered at a rate of 0.2 doses per 100 people per day. At this rate, S&P estimated it would take another 23 months for 70% of Asia and number 39's population to be fully vaccinated. The second big risk facing emerging economies, it said, was if strong U.S. growth and inflation cause an early tightening of U.S. monetary policy, which then pushes up the dollar and makes servicing debt denominated in the U.S. currency more costly. And what, while M policymakers can and number 39, T control U.S. inflation dynamics and the policy response, they can implement measures to influence domestic growth. In the context of the current pandemic, a key measure is stepping up vaccinations, and what, S&P, P said.